You all right?
I'm all right.
You all right? I'm good. All right. You know, just checking, just making sure that everything was going under control here in Matt and Ben Central. This is the name of it now.
What Matt and theme music.
Yeah, exactly. Matt and Ben HQ. I like it. This is where we are. It's HQ.
It's the Matt and Ben cave.
Is where a cave. Yeah. Oh, we need
I love that.
We need to
call
do
it a cave.
Yeah, this is we need sort of a cave. We need to make it look more like a cave.
Yeah.
But that would be brilliant. I'd love it. Anyway, are you in the mood for feeling nostalgic?
No,
and I did
really.
Say that right, didn't I?
Nostalgic.
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Because normally I'll say the wrong word, but I said the right word, which was good.
Good for you.
I can speak.
Well done.
Hooray! So we're going to talk about TV programs that we used to watch
from our childhood.
From childhood,
we were little baby people.
Little babies.
Little mini Matt and mini Ben.
Could you imagine it? We were still exactly the same as we are now. That our heads were the same, but
yeah,
the baby body
yeah.
was there, and we couldn't eat solid food. That was
yeah,
that was it. Yes, now I was a Blue Peter watcher, but I don't think you were you?
No, I wasn't.
You were too cool strange. For Blue Peter.
I was, yeah.
See, yeah, you were cooler than me. I was a little nerd.
No, but Blue Peter was cool.
Yeah,
I think I was just
complete.
It was.
Was it really?
It was.
I don't think it ever was.
Either that or I grew up in a school that was full of nerdy people.
I think you must, because in Blue Peter, they've tried to make it cool now, and I don't think it works.
No.
It's got to be nerdy, it's educational. It feels like, I remember someone saying it's a teacher's child programme. You know, if your mum's a teacher, then you watch Blue Peter.
Wow, that even rhymes, that's clever.
See? I'm a poet, and
don't say it.
I wasn't sure that I was.
Good, that's better.
See, there was a moment there. There was
yeah,
a moment in everyone's
really
minds.
Annoyed.
Yeah, no, that would have annoyed me. I would have annoyed myself, and then would have had to walk out. So it's a good thing that didn't happen.
Yeah, because then you'd be left with me, and I don't speak.
So, it does speak. It does.
It. It does speak.
What?
Oh, you constantly having a go at me.
That wasn't a dig. It
was
an unconscious dig, wasn't it?
As far as digs go, that was
it can speak.
It,
you
it was one.
You can speak. He can speak.
Anyway, should we get on with TV shows?
Yes.
We're already halfway through this.
Oh, Jesus, look at that. Other TV shows. I liked Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes was a big watch for
Looney
me.
Looney Tunes is great.
It's great. There was something about, you know, if you don't know what's funny about somebody walking into a wall, or a chicken walking into a wall, then you'll never get Looney Tunes, which I think is true.
And you are not a decent human being.
Exactly. Yes, that's
watching
your criteria.
Watching a chicken walk into a wall is one of the funniest things.
It is the funniest
you can
thing
ever see.
Categorically.
Yeah.
Also, what else did I watch? Mm. Now, when you got older, I also watched Arthur, which is also a nerdy. It's sort
no,
of,
I never watched Arthur.
Oh,
either.
Now you're missing out. Yeah. Everyone watched
thing
Arthur.
Is, I used to watch sort of either ridiculously stupid cartoons that weren't educational at all.
Yeah.
Or stupidly educational programmes aimed for more adult people.
Okay, right. You didn't have the in-between.
I didn't
either.
Have the in-between. No, I didn't watch educational children's programmes because they were terrible. They were beneath me.
You were watching full-on documentaries.
Yeah.
You know, David Attenborough. Although David Attenborough is very accessible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
Still, stuff like that.
Anyway, stuff like that. Now, when I got a bit older, I watched cartoons like Very Odd Parents.
Oh, that was great.
And things like that. Very Odd Parents.
Very Odd Parents was great.
Awesome.
Dexter's Laboratory was brilliant.
Dexter's
as well.
Laboratory is the thing that I miss most in life at the moment. And what else? Other cartoons. I like cartoons. Watch My Chops. Did I mention that?
You haven't mentioned that, no.
No, Watch My Chops. That was very good.
That was fairly recent as well. Well, I say recent, it was ages ago, but I mean...
Yeah, it feels more
recent.
Yeah. Yeah, more recent than Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah. I used to like SpongeBob as well.
Now, I was never a big SpongeBob watcher.
Oh, you're strange.
Now, I don't know why. It's just I never really watched it. I never gave it a chance enough. Yeah. But maybe it was because everybody watched it and I didn't want to...
Oh, yes. Oh, I see how it is. If everyone does it, then Matt Wood can't do it out of principle.
Don't be sarcastic.
That wasn't... Well, it was sarcasm, but it's true as well.